AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The FBI director is revealing new information about the San Bernardino, California shooters. FBI Director James Comey, testifying before Congress this morning, says Saeed Farouk and his wife Tashfeen Malik were radicalized at least 2 years ago.
Online, as early as the end of 2013, they were talking to each other about jihad and martyrdom before they became engaged and then married and lived together in the United States.
The two of them killed 14 people and wounded 21 before they died in a shootout with police. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is telling Congress the U.S. is willing to assist the Iraqi army with more personnel and helicopters to help it fight Islamic State militants, especially in the battle to retake a key city in Iraq, Ramadi. Recalling the recent terror attacks, Ash Carter says the Islamic State group will be defeated.
The attacks in Paris and San Bernardino were an assault upon the civilization that we defend.
Embattled Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the city has to reset its values. The police department has to be totally reformed, he says, after a video surfaced of a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. The officer now charged with first-degree murder.
Nothing can excuse what happened to Laquan McDonald.
He says Chicago has to reset its value system. And just moments ago, the Baltimore police officer charged in the death of Freddie Gray took the witness stand in his trial. He is one of several officers charged in Freddie Gray's death, which helped to fuel the Black Lives Matter movement. The Baltimore police officer is charged with manslaughter. Freddie Gray was a 25-year-old black man who was injured in the back of a police transport van. The Dow is up 143. This is AP Radio News. Bad weather in the Northwest. Since Sunday, they've gotten more than 5 inches of rain in the Portland, Oregon area. The flooding in Oregon and Washington state has caused landslides, power failures, and traffic problems. Kalama, Oregon Mayor Pete Polson tells KOIN-TV.
It started really raining, and like I say, the saturation point was pretty high, so it didn't take long for things just to fill up and start overflowing.
This morning, a tree crashed into a Portland, Oregon home and killed a 60-year-old woman after another night of heavy rain. Tens of thousands of customers have no electricity there and in western Washington state. A homeless man living in Aspen, Colorado, has won as much as $400,000 in the lottery. Michael Engfors reportedly plans to use his winnings to find his long-lost adult daughter. And the hottest topic on Facebook this year, the presidential election, followed by the Paris terror attacks. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.